Hallelujah. What a wonderful day, a glorious day like this, the eighth day of the month of January, year 2022. We bless the name of the Lord for his protection, for his care, for his mighty power upon our lives. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. Yesterday, I told you that for the next 1 month, this program will be coming up 12:15, from 12:15 to 1, from 12:15, between 12:15 and 1. Yes, because we've started a program called Quenching the Rage, and that program will always come up between 12 to 12:15. That is what is done in our ministry now, and it's going to last for 1 month. So because of that, we are moving our broadcast to 12:15, just between 12:15 and 1. So get ready, you get your drop at 12:15, or after that, then you begin to enjoy it. The Lord will begin to minister to your need. The yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken. God shall promote your destiny this year in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have found it difficult to get their green card this year, last year, all those who have found it difficult to get their green card before to this year, I am decreeing and praying into your life that this year your green card shall be released. Your document that you have been waiting for shall be released. Your work permit shall be released. God Almighty will make this year a year of reward in your life, a year that you become a divine spectacle for people to see, a year that you become a film show for people to come and look at the mightiness and glory of God upon your life, a year that people will love to see what God has done in your life. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I see somebody receiving the uncommon favor. I see somebody being blessed with a blessing that no one has ever received in your life. I see a very strong ancient gate that have been broken down, and victory is coming upon a couple over there. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lift up your two hands and worship the Lord. Open your voice, open your mouth, and with your voices, begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I glorified you. Lord, I lift you up. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Blesses his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship his holy name. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to gather yourself together as you pray the following prayer very well. This is a new day. I want you to control today using this prayer. Say this prayer loud and clear. Say, the hours of the night refuse to cooperate with my enemy. In the name of Jesus, the hour of the night receive to cooperate with my enemies. In the name of Jesus, the hours of the night begin to cooperate, refuse to cooperate with my enemies. In the name of Jesus, the hours of the night refuse to cooperate with my enemies. In the name of Jesus, the hours of the night refuse to cooperate with my enemies. In Jesus' name, pray, say, every evil program into the calendar of today against my life, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil program into the calendar of today against my life, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Say, every owner of the load of hardship, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of the load of hardship, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of the load of hardship, carry your load, carry your load, carry your load. In Jesus' name, pray, covenant of poverty in my family line, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Covenant of poverty in my family line, break and release me, break and release me, break and release me. In Jesus' name, pray. If you are joining us for the first time, you listen to the content of the prayer, pray it yourself, personalize it, and things begin to work. Things begin to happen immediately. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every investment of household wickedness. We are praying that prayer three times. every investment of household wickedness in my life, pah, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, pah, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my life, pah, by fire, in Jesus' name. Say, every investment of household wickedness in my marriage, pah, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my marriage, pah, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my marriage, pah, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness in my marriage, pah, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, every investment of household wickedness on my children, pah, by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness on my children, pah, by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every investment of household wickedness on my children, pah, by fire, in Jesus' name, pray. Beloved, I must confess to you that majority of what we are passing through today is as a result of satanic investment of household wickedness in our life. Whatever the household enemy has invested into your life, whatever the household enemy has planted into your life as you are growing up as a baby, whatever the enemy has programmed, planted, invested into your life that is now contending against your moving forward, that is now contending against your destiny, that is now making things hard for you, that is now standing against your breakthrough, I command the investment to scatter. Let satanic investment scatter, 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 in Jesus' name, pray. Please shout it louder. I say, household wickedness and their investment in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Household wickedness and their investment in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Household wickedness and their investment in my life, yeah, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, arise and deliver me from the captivity of household wickedness, in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise and deliver me from the captivity of household wickedness, in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise and deliver me from the captivity of household wickedness, in Jesus. He says, strong man attached to my destiny, ah, in the name of Jesus. Strong man attached to my destiny, strong man attached to my moving forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. There's a brother that is here today. Since you have married, you have never enjoyed that marriage. Hear the word of the Lord. From today, the power of God will fall upon your marriage. The investment of household wickedness in your marriage will expire, and peace will reign in your marriage. Thank you, Father. There is a woman here. Wonderful. You need to pray that prayer very well. Pray this single prayer loud and clear. That woman, say, the strong man assigned to make my marriage miserable. Yes. The strong man assigned to make my marriage miserable. One thing about the strong man is this. The strong man is always attached to something. They are specialized demons attached to a particular thing. They will allow the other area of life to be okay, but that particular area will not be okay. There is a strong man attached to make that marriage miserable. There's a strong man assigned to make that marriage not work. That sister should shout loud and clear. Say, strong man assigned to make my marriage miserable. That is the prayer your destiny is waiting for. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Strong man assigned to make my marriage miserable. Die today. In the name of you, strong man assigned to make my marriage miserable. Die in Jesus' name. I beg that sister to pray that prayer. Spend 10 minutes on that prayer for 7 days. Instantly, you will see God manifesting his power in an uncommon way. Thank you, Father. Bring out your oil. If you don't have your oil, bring out a bottle of water. Father, we thank you because you are good. The content of this oil, the content of this water, change it today and let them become the blood of Jesus. Let them become the instrument of fire and deliverance. Let the power of the Holy Ghost enter into this water and oil. In Jesus' name, we pray. Drink a little. As you are drinking, he said, every material of darkness in my body, come out by fire. in the name of Jesus. Every material of darkness in my body, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Rub it on your chest. Say the same prayer. Say every material of wickedness in my body, come out your fire. In the name of Jesus, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. Every material of darkness in my body, come out by fire, come out by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your head and say this one very well. My destiny, wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up, 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 wake up. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, wake up, wake up, wake up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, what a wonderful, what a wonderful prayer. Look at what God is doing already. There's somebody here. Your destiny has been caged. Now it has been released. There's a virtue of somebody in the grave. The angel of the Lord has released that virtue. Somebody need to pray this prayer. Say, you water spirit, release me. That sister should pray that prayer. Very immediately you pray that prayer, the yoke of spirit husband will be broken in your life. You water spirit, release me, release me, release me. You need to pray that prayer because immediately you were born, you were taken to the river. And then over there, you were watching the river. The sponge was thrown into the river. And also that water that they took it to, they brought part of that water home, and that was the water they were using to bathe you for 21 days. That is why now your life is just like it does mean. Every day you are messed up in the dream by spirit husband. Every day things are not working. You need to pray. You will say, you water spirit, release my destiny. In the name of you water spirit, release my destiny. In the name of Jesus, release my destiny. Release, 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 release my destiny. You water spirit, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. That's a mighty prayer. That's a powerful prayer. Put the oil on your belly button. Say the same prayer. You water spirit, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. You water spirit, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two hands. Father, we pray that this hand will prosper by fire. The power of God will fall upon this hand, and the yoke of poverty shall be broken in Jesus' name. Anoint your two legs. I say, my legs, hear the word of the Lord. Take me to the land of promise. Take me to the land of fulfillment. Connect me to my destiny helpers. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now I want you to bring out your 12 prayer requests. Bring it out as you have written it in paper. Father, I thank you because of this prayer request. And I appreciate all those who have been calling us, that even the one they wrote in January 1st, God has started answering them. I pray that those one these people are raising up now shall receive divine approval, divine endorsement in the name of Jesus Christ. Before the end of this month, you will call me that 3 out of these requests have been answered in the name of Jesus Christ. And before the first quarter of the year, the miracle of come and see will be your portion in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Aha. I pray that all these requests shall receive instant answers in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our beloved, in case you want to get across to us and share it with us testimony, you send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Don't forget, this broadcast is from 12:15, right from yesterday, and it's going to run like that to February 7th before we go back to normal time, 12 midnight. I pray God bless you so much in Jesus' name. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Tactown. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you so much.